Before we begin the next section of the Gemara, which is four lines up from the bottom of Yigimel Amud Aleph, I just want to go back and mention one idea from Tosfos on the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara discussed the prohibition of leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz, but there are exceptions. So, for example, a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to study Torah and to find a shidduch. So Tosos points out, he says, Perush, the daito lachzor of the Eretz Yisrael. That's only if the intent is to return back to Eretz Yisrael. Dilo ein daito lachzor, because if your intent is not to return, Amar b'ksuvas perik beiz, achiv shalzeh, nasa avars kachavim umeis, baruch hamakam shahargu. So b'zeh yarad acharav l'chutz l'aretz. So there's a prohibition, it's prohibited to leave Eretz Yisrael to study Torah or to marry off or to get married without the intent of returning. That's Tosfos' approach. And then Tosfos adds on that there may be other mitzvos that are comparable to Talmud Torah and a shidduch, which would allow you to leave Eretz Yisrael. But he says it has to be, Tosfos says no. V'davka b'hanach mitzvos shein chashuvos l'mol Torah shegadol Talmud Torah shemevi lidei maisa vishenami d'chsiv loso b'ro l'sheves yitzara aval ashar mitzvos lo. I'm sorry, so Tosfos says that this only applies to the study of Torah or for marriage purposes. Those are the only two reasons you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to come to Chutz La'aretz. However, he does quote a Shiltos de Rav Acha that's Mefurash. There are other Chashuvei mitzvos which a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to do in Chutz La'aretz, provided again that there's Daito Lachzor or Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Amar Mar, we mentioned before in the previous Brisa, Behema Teyaker, that if you go down to this Yerid, actually we're going back on Rav Nassan's story. Rav Nassan said that a person wanted to get this tax, and he was stuck, because if he put the wreath on his neck, he would not have to pay the tax, but then he would be getting benefit from Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. If he wouldn't put the wreath on his neck, then he would be providing hana to the Avodah Zarah. Now it's prohibited, so what do you do? We said, behema teyakir. You have to uproot the animal. So Gemara says, well, hold on a second. How can you do this? Aren't you causing unnecessary pain to the animal? This is similar to the Gemara we learned in the last daf, as Tosfos pointed out. Amar Abaye, Amar Rachmana, Esuseim Teyakir. There's a pasuk in Yehoshua which says, Esuseim Teyakir, that you shall uproot their horses. Meaning what? It's a gzeres hakasev, as Rashi seems to indicate. It's a gzeres hakasev that in this type of situation, you're allowed to uproot the animal, even though it is causing tzar balei chayim, but we have a source to permit you to do so nevertheless. Amar mar, ve'ezehu ikur, what is considered ikur? Minasher parsosem minakuva lamata, you're cutting off the leg, at least somewhere by the thigh or the knee. Urminu, but hold on a second. That's what ikur is. Ikur means literally severing a part of the leg. Uramino, we have a brisa which seems to indicate ikur as something different. Ein makdishin ve'ein machrimin ve'ein marichin bizman hazeh. We don't make something hektish or cherem or erichin. We don't give their value over to the Beis HaMikdash bizman hazeh. We don't do it anymore. Ve'ein hektish ve'hecherim ve'herich. But if you did, behema teyaker. Well, what do you do with the animal then? If you're makdish the animal, so what do you do? Behema teyaker. Peros ksus ve'kelim yirkavu. Mausukli matchos yolichel yam ha'melech. So here's the important part for our purposes. What is the ikur? What are you supposed to do? Noel deles bifaneha vi mesa me eleha. What you do is you lock the animal up behind closed doors and it starves to death. That is what ikur is, but it's not severing the legs. So how is it possible that we have two different interpretations of ikur? So here we have a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Am Rabaye shiny hasam mishum bizayon kachim. He said, really, ikur is to sever the legs. But in this case, because this animal was being makdish to the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't want to make a bizayon of kachim, so therefore we lock it behind the closed doors. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Instead of letting it starve to death, why don't you kill the animal in a faster manner? V'nishchate. Why don't you just slaughter the animal? Well, the Gemara says, no, we don't want to slaughter the animal. Asubhu lidaita kala. We're concerned that if your animal is shechted, kidasu chadin, someone might accidentally end up eating the animal, which certainly is prohibited since it's mamon hektish. V'leshave gizdra, well, fine. So don't let it starve. Don't shecht it, halachically speaking, but just chop it in half. Amar Abaye, even that you cannot do. Amar Krav, v'nitatztemes mizbechosam, lo sasun kein l'ashem elokechem. When it says v'nitatztemes mizbechosam, that type of severing or destruction of animals or altars, that type of destruction is only for idolatrous items, but things which are l'ashem elokechem, things which were makdish for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we treat them differently, and therefore we have to lock them up and don't serve them or don't feed them, so they starve. That's Abaye's approach. Rava has a different way to explain the difference between the two brises, one which says the ikur is to sever the legs, and the one says the ikur is to lock it behind the door. Rav Amar, Bibnei Shinira Kematol Mum Bekachim. If you sever the legs, then it's almost gives off the appearance that you're making a blemish in an animal which is hektish, and you can't make a blemish in an animal that's hektish. So the Gemara says, Nira? What do you mean it appears that you're giving the animal a blemish? Mumma ayu, you're actually giving the animal a blemish. Says Rava, no, you're misunderstanding me. Hani mili bisman shabes hamikdash kayim dechazi lehakrava. The real prohibition, the biblical prohibition of giving placing a blemish on an animal is during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where you can actually offer the animal as a korban. B'hashta de l'chazi l'hakrava, since nowadays it's not fit for hakrava anyways, since there is no Beis HaMikdash, leis lan ba, there isn't a concern, and therefore what Rava is saying, it's nira kemato mum b'kachim, it's as if you're making a mum on an animal which is for hektish, which is only derabanan nowadays, but we're still going to prohibit it since it's for hektish, therefore better to lock it behind closed doors. And then the Gemara asks, v'lehave kemato mum b'bal mum, but you know there's another iser d'oraisa, there's an iser d'oraisa to be matil a blemish in an animal that already has a blemish. In other words, you're not allowed to add additional blemishes to the animal. That's another iser d'oraisa. De'af agav de'lochazu l'hakrava, usher. Even though it's not fit for hakrava, you're still not allowed to do it. So that's an iser d'oraisa. How can Rava explain this? Balmum nihi de'lochazi l'gufa l'dmei chazi. Yes, that's true, but during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a balmum was not fit. An animal that had a blemish, granted, you couldn't offer it on the Beis HaMikdash, and when you added on another blemish to it, you still couldn't offer it on the Beis HaMikdash, but nevertheless, lidmei chazi, you could offer the value, lafuki hacha, but nowadays when there is no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no offering of the karbanos, delo lidmei chazi, below the gufa chazi, where it's not fit for its value or for itself, therefore, it's only a rabbinic prohibition, and that is why, again, says Rava, it's better to starve the animal since it's kachim and not to sever its legs. So just to recap, the earlier Brisa on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph from Rav Nasan said that behema te'aker, and that means that you sever the animal's legs, but that seemed to contradict another Brisa where here ikur meant noel delos befanea, just lock up the animal and let it starve to death. How do you reconcile this stira? So Abaye and Rava both agree that the cases are different, just the reasons they gave were different. Abaye said it was because of bizayon, we're not going to shecht, we're not going to sever the legs of an animal which was set for hektish, and Rava said it looked like it was matal mum bekachim, it looked like you're placing a blemish on an animal by severing it, therefore it's better to starve it to death.